D9. Getting ready to read. Siege. Ancient. Business. Archaeology. Science. Remains. Prehistoric. Methods. Archaeologist. History. Greek. 1. It means an attempt to overcome. Siege. 2. Very old means ancient. 3. A body of known facts can be called a science. 4. Before we kept records is called prehistoric. 5. Things that are left are called remains. 6. A person's work or occupation is his or her business.
D9. Digging for History. Homer's poem, The Iliad, tells the story of the 10-year siege of Troy by the ancient Greeks. If you have heard the story, you may remember that the Greeks left a huge, hollow horse outside the gates of Troy. Cassandra, the Trojan king's daughter, warned against the horse, but the Trojans did not listen. They took the horse inside the gates. That night, soldiers hidden in it destroyed the city. In later times, people did not agree on where Troy had been. In 1868, a German named Heinrich Schliemann decided to find out. He had made a lot of money in business during the Crimean War. He used the money to learn all that he could about Troy and other ancient cities. He also used the money to study archaeology. That is the science of digging up the remains of early settlements. In 1871, Heinrich and his wife Sophia, who is a Greek, began digging for Troy. Heinrich and Sophia together directed the work of almost 200 diggers. But they dug up with their own hands beautiful metal tools and weapons from prehistoric times. Later, archaeologists improved on the Schliemann's work and methods. But the metal tools, city walls, and other remains that the Schliemanns found were important to our study of Troy and of human history. D9. Digging for History. Homer's poem, The Iliad, tells the story of the 10-year siege of Troy by the ancient Greeks. If you have heard the story, you may remember that the Greeks left a huge, hollow horse outside the gates of Troy. Cassandra, the Trojan king's daughter, warned against the horse, but the Trojans did not listen. They took the horse inside the gates. That night, soldiers hidden in it destroyed the city. In later times, people did not agree on where Troy had been. In 1868, a German named Heinrich Schliemann decided to find out. He had made a lot of money in business during the Crimean War. He used the money to learn all that he could about Troy and other ancient cities. He also used the money to study archaeology. That is the science of digging up the remains of early settlements. In 1871, Heinrich and his wife Sophia, who is a Greek, began digging for Troy. Heinrich and Sophia together directed the work of almost 200 diggers. But they dug up with their own hands beautiful metal tools and weapons from prehistoric times. Later, archaeologists improved on the Schliemann's work and methods. But the metal tools, city walls, and other remains that the Schliemanns found were important to our study of Troy and of human history.